Thank you very much indeed. Firstly, there are a lot more ideas out there for ways in which we can help improve compliance than are being used. I mean, the ICRC wrote a very good report called The Roots of Restraint in Conflict, published last year, right? And there's loads of ideas in there which are not being fully taken up at the moment. So although there are some very intractable elements to what we are discussing, including, you know, how do we deal with terrorist groups who don't buy into the basic value system that states all buy into? That is a difficult question. Of course, we know one thing you don't do is give up your own values and principles and the laws you've adopted. But you know, it's clear that there's a difficult challenge there. But there are other challenges which we do have better solutions for. And one obvious thing to do is try to use the available solutions better. On the urban warfare issue, it is very important that more states adapt their choice of tactics and particularly weapon choice when it comes to urban areas. There is a very large volume of death and injury and destruction that has arisen from particular weapon choice in too many conflicts in the recent past. And some states have experimented with changing the use of tactics and weapon choice to reduce that. And I think this would be an area where more of the organized militaries in the world could usefully compare notes with each other and adopt more good practice. On the issue of climate change, I'd just like to make a broader point, really, which is a lot of humanitarian suffering is arising in places where the underlying issue is development failures or poverty or inadequate governance. And often what we environmental challenges or demographic pressures, what we're seeing too much is a response which is addressing the symptoms. The symptoms are often displacement or humanitarian need or insecurity, where we don't have a strong enough response on the underlying drivers of the problem. So if you take the Sahel region at the moment, a lot of international public policy is focused on symptoms. Far too little of it is focused on the underlying drivers which are creating those symptoms. And we need to do something about that. A focus which is just about symptoms in that region especially is a surefire recipe for failure.
Thank you very much.